Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, girls. Good morning, grown-ups. And welcome, folks. Welcome to our service in Railway Street Presbyterian Church today. It's a joy to see all of you. Well, I can't see all of you because I can't see some of the folks in the gallery, but welcome. To our service. It's a joy to have so many of you with us today. My name is Michael Davidson. I'm the minister of Railway Street Church and also privileged to be the chaplain to our Girls Brigade Company. So we welcome all who are in our building. We welcome those who are watching online at home or wherever they are today. And we welcome those who will be listening later on to that telephone line service. Back in May 2022, we had our GB affiliation service, which marked, if you like, the official recognition of our company in Railway Street. This is now our third annual enrolment service, and it's a joy to have all of you sharing with us in this service today. We have 77 girls registered in our company this year. They're not all here this morning, unfortunately. You'd never find a Sunday that suits everybody. We've some of our girls and a few of our leaders missing, but we still have a marvelous turnout this morning, and it's great to see. And we give thanks to God for his goodness and his blessing upon our girls' brigade. At the heart of what we believe as Christians is this amazing truth that the Apostle Paul speaks about in Romans 5, where he says, God demonstrated his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. In the church, we call this undeserved love and mercy of God, we call that his grace. And we're going to be celebrating that grace today. But first of all, let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for the opportunity to meet here this morning. We thank you, Lord, that while it's cold and wet outside, we thank you that we are dry and warm in this building. Do you know what has drawn us together here today, Lord? We want to give thanks to you for the Girls Brigade and for the Girls Brigade company that we have here in Railway Street. This morning, we give thanks for every girl, every officer and leader, every family associated with that company. We give thanks for the great time that our girls have each Thursday night as they gather here, as they enjoy games, as they enjoy company and friendship, and as week by week they are taught from the Bible and learn more of those things that we believe as Christians. We thank you, we believe that as we gather here today, you are a living God, you are present among us, and we praise you for the God that you are compassionate and gracious, that you are slow to anger, that you are abounding in love. We praise you for how you've given us the ultimate demonstration of that love, and this, that you sent your one and only Son into this world, so that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Help us to use the words that we'll be singing together to praise you for your love and for your grace in Jesus Christ, your Son, in whose name we pray. Amen. I'm going to hand over to Ben, and our band are going to lead us. We're going to stand as we sing a couple of songs together, first of all, as we focus on that amazing grace. We're going to sing "This Is Amazing Grace," and then we'll stay standing as we sing together, "Come People of the Risen King." Thanks to Ben and Alan and Andy, Lydia and Jacob for leading us in our music this morning. We're going to have a reading from the New Testament, from the Gospel of Mark. It's Mark chapter 1, verses 14-20. It's going to be read for us by three of our senior girls, Esther and Catherine and Scarlett. So come on up, girls.
Mark chapter 1, verses 14-20. Jesus announces the good news. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. "The time has come," he said. "The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news."
As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will send you out to fish for people." At once they left their nets and followed him.
When they had gone a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat preparing their nets. Without delay, he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. Amen.
Girls, thank you so much for reading so well. It's kind of scary once you find yourself standing up here, isn't it? Tell me about it. Yeah, you said very well. Thank you so much indeed. We come at this point to the official bit, to our act of enrollment this morning. The great commission given by the Lord Jesus Christ to the church was to go into all the world, making disciples of all people. Girls Brigade endeavors to carry out this work among girls and young women, challenging them in their Christian faith and helping them to grow in Christ. As I've already said, we're delighted of the officers and members of the 375th Northern Ireland Railway Street Girls Brigade with us in our building today for their third service of enrollment and dedication. 77 girls. If you're down here on a Thursday night, you'll see the energy and the life about the place. And 77 girls needs a good team of leaders and helpers to make sure that our BB runs as well as it should. And I'm pleased to say we have a great captain and great team of officers and helpers here. Volunteering as a GB officer or leader is not just about keeping the company running. It's about service. It's about obedience. It's about putting faith into action and growing as a Christian. The leaders before us today are using their gifts and talents as they seek to share God's love with our girls and to encourage them to seek, serve, and to follow Christ themselves. Could I ask our captain to come up? Hilary, as captain of this company, we know that you do and will continue to devote many hours to this ministry with all its rewards and all its challenges. And as a church, we affirm you in this work and appreciate all you do for our young people and in leading your team of officers and helpers. Realizing the responsibility of the duties involved as captain, do you promise by word and example to serve God in the Girls' Brigade for the extension of his kingdom and for the promotion of the GB aim?
I do.
I now enroll you as captain of this company and on behalf of this church promise to support you practically and with our prayers so the aim of the Girls' Brigade may be achieved to the glory of God. Could I ask our commissioned officers, please, to come up, all those who are commissioned officers in our Girls' Brigade? Our officers are Rebecca Woods, Alex Neal, Emily Davidson, Jess Nelson, Catherine McAllister, Joanna Davidson, Linda Davidson, Samantha McGrath, and Pamela McElhinney. And this morning we want to congratulate two of those folks who are newly qualified officers, and that's Pamela and Emily. Realizing the responsibility of leadership, do you promise to support your captain and by word and example to serve God in the Girls' Brigade for the extension of his kingdom and the promotion of the GB aim?
I do.
Now enroll you as officers of this company and may God grant you grace to be faithful and fruitful as you serve him in the Girls' Brigade. We We have a large number of helpers as well, not all of them, again, able to be with us today. But could I ask you, our helpers, to stand just wherever you are? We've Ashley, Lee, Kate, Lynn Blythe, Amy Lee Forrest, Kerry Houston, Janice Croft, Karen McCleary. Thank you. Do you promise to support your captain and officers and to set a good example to the girls as you work with them in the company, striving at all times to be faithful to Jesus Christ and the aim of the Girls' Brigade? Please be seated. Now, girls, we practiced on Thursday night. You remember that? You all gave me dirty looks when I came in and interrupted your GB and said, "What's that man doing here?" So I'm going to ask you all to stand, would you? All our tiny tots and our explorers, junior, seniors, brigaders. Just as we practiced on Thursday night, girls, do you promise, with God's help, to be loyal to your company, to be honest, kind, and helpful to each other?
Aye.
Right, I heard you folks, not sure about the older ones. Again?
Aye.
Much better. Have a seat, folks. I enroll you as members of the Girls' Brigade. We hope you continue to have great fun at GB this year, and we pray that God will continue to help you in everything you do. Captain and officers and helpers of our GB company are all appointed by Railway Street Presbyterian Church. And as a church family, I want to ask you this morning, will you continue to support them and the girls they work with by your prayers, encouragement, and practical help? Oh, come on, folks. Really? Do you mean it? Let me hear. Sound like you meant it that time. Thank you very much. I'm going to invite Philip at this point to come lead us in a prayer of dedication. And then I'll tell you afterwards who Philip is. Philip, come on ahead. Lead us in prayer.
So please join me for the prayer of dedication. Dear Father, we want to thank you for every one of the girls that has enrolled for GB today. We thank you that you have laid it on their hearts to join and be part of this ministry. We pray that this will be a place where they will make new friends and build lasting relationships for the future, a place where they can discover their gifts, use their talents, and also further develop their potential. But especially also a place where they learn about your Son, Jesus Christ, and his ministry to your world. We pray that the girls would experience much joy and encouragement during their time at GB, and that this would be a truly formative time in their young lives as they mature in character, in stature, and in faith. We pray also for the leaders. We are grateful that you have called them to invest in the lives of these girls. We pray that you would grant them patience and resilience as they take on this challenge. But at the same time, we pray that you would also reward them greatly by letting them see the fruit of their labor. And we pray that just as they are a blessing to the girls in turn would be a blessing to them. We also want to pray for Railway Street Presbyterian Church. We thank you for the fruitful link that you have established between the congregation and the Girls' Brigade. We pray that you would continue to use this connection for the benefit of both ministries, and that as a result, we would see your kingdom grow further over this next year and also beyond. Amen.
Folks, this is Philip's very first time at a service in Railway Street Presbyterian Church. This is Philip Yeshka. If I've pronounced that wrong, my apologies, Philip. We did practice that a couple of weeks ago. But Philip, do you want to tell us who you are and why you're here this morning?
Sure, I can. Yeah. Well, first of all, thanks for having me. My name's Philip, as already been said. I'm currently doing a four-week placement here. This is my first Sunday at Railway Street Presbyterian Church. As you can tell, I'm not originally from anywhere around here, but my wife is. And so we're living here now in the South Belfast area. I'm a member of Saintfield Road Presbyterian Church there. And I've put in an application to study for the ministry at Union Theological College. And as part of the application process, I've been placed here in your midst for 4 weeks. So we'll see how that goes.
Well, it was lovely to have you. Give him a welcome, folks. As you've said, you're obviously not from around Lisburn originally. Do you want to tell us a wee bit about your background, where you are from?
Yeah, that can get quite complicated. To make it quite simple, I'm originally from the States, but spent most of my life living in Germany and married a woman from Belfast, and now we're here.
Yeah. Oh, you really did put that in a nutshell. Philip, just very briefly, do you want to tell us, how did you become a follower of Jesus?
Sometimes you're sort of expecting this amazing story of some revelation that you experienced. That wasn't really the case with me. I grew up in a Christian family. My parents were missionaries in Germany. And I just somehow went along, and it all made sense. And further, like along during my student years, I guess that would be the time where I sort of mostly matured in my faith. But sort of more and more over time, I felt like actually this is something I would like to get involved with full time and not just as a volunteer on the side. So that eventually then brought me here.
Thank you very much, Philip, and we're looking forward to having you with us over these next 4 weeks. Thank you so much. Thank you. I gave you two rounds of applause. I don't even get one anymore, so you should feel well welcome now, Philip.
Yeah, all right.
Folks, let's join together to sing once again. We're going to stand, we're going to sing together, Man of Sorrows. I have a special treat for you in a couple of moments because lots of our girls are going to be coming up here to lead us in a song. But before we do that, just a few announcements. Folks, first of all, said it's great to have you here. And I'm going to say this now in case, Hilary, I forget to say it at the end. But at the end of the service, after the benediction, the girls are not going to parade out. They're going to stay in here. They're going to gather up here to get a company photo. They do that each year. So parents, we ask you just to wait until we get that, and then you can collect your children from the front. You don't have to go home even after that, because if you go through these doors into our minor hall, into our link, there's refreshments available. And you're very welcome to stay and to speak and to share with others. Folks, the nights are now definitely dark and they're getting colder. On a Thursday night, you don't have to come down, leave your girls off, and then sit in your car in the dark and the cold while our Tiny Tots or Explorers. Hope you all know that our link is open every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. We have volunteers here with fresh tea and coffee, warm, bright environment for you to sit, chat with other parents, or to get some homework done with the boys in your family, or whatever else you want to do. So do remember that that invitation is there, and it's great to see many of you taking that up on a Thursday night. And could I say, if you don't currently belong to a local church in Lisburn, we would love to invite you to come and to join with us here in Railway Street every Sunday. This is a warm, welcoming, and growing church committed to following Jesus and serving the local community, and it'd be great, folks, to welcome you back again next Sunday. This evening at 6:30, we have one of our Sunday night praise events. That's where we have the opportunity to gather in the link and to sing some of our more traditional hymns. Tonight, those hymns, I think, will all be on an Advent theme. So that's Sunday night praise, 6:30 this evening, meeting in the link. And then choir practices for the carol service. Have we not got these slides to go up, folks? No, we've got carol. Choir practices have begun for our carol service. What happened there?
I said something stupid, didn't I? Yeah, okay. Our carol service is on the 22nd of December. Practices are continuing today after the service in the upper room from 12 until 12:45 p.m. For our own Railway Street folks, remember today is the gift day, the autumn gift day for our Link redevelopment appeal. We did a lot of building work out there. The results have been great. It's being really well used, but we're still paying for it and will be for some time. There are envelopes available today, or you can give direct by transfer. So whatever you can spare, folks, please give that towards that gift day. Tomorrow evening at 8 p.m. on the opportunity to gather to pray for the work of our church. Prayer Focus meets at 8 p.m. in the Link. It's open to anybody. If you have a desire and a burden to uphold the work of our church before God, then join with us 8 p.m. tomorrow. And then in regards to the Food Bank Christmas appeal, thank you, folks. So much stuff came in last week. It was a joy to see that. I'm sure there's more to come today. And we're being asked to supply these items for the Christmas parcels, tins of fruit, small bottles of diluting juice, and those triangular-shaped tins of ham. Please note, folks, ideally we need those items by next Sunday, Sunday the 24th of November. And certainly they need to be left down in the Link by Tuesday, because we need to get those items down to the food bank. Thank you for your generosity already to that. And also all of you who gave shoeboxes, many of you have seen it on Facebook. We took 48 shoeboxes to the collection point on Wednesday afternoon. So thanks to all. And I know some of our GB families were involved in that. Thanks for your generosity there. And then finally, advance notice. GB parents got notice of this. I think the invitations went home on Thursday, but we're having our pop-up Christmas market once again this year. It will be happening on the 7th of December from 12 a.m. until 2 p.m. So do note that in your diary. Do come down and join us for that. Breakfast will be available for 10. If you stay long enough, then you can get your lunch from 12 onwards. There'll be stalls, plenty of activities, and then the auction. And if you can help with the auction, there's some guidance and information on the other side of that flyer that has gone out. Now, Tiny Tots, Explorers, Juniors, along with Olivia and Libby, who have recently joined our seniors group, you're going to come up to the front and you're going to sing a song for us. Now, don't be shy when you get up here. Give a wee wave down to your family when you get up here. But then remember what you're singing about and sing it out just like you did at the rehearsal when you were practicing it on Thursday. You're going to sing a song for us, which is called All Through History. Thank you very much, girls. But I don't know, once you stood up here, you were like the Anchor Boys a few weeks ago. Once you looked out, you got all shy and quiet again. Great actions. Super actions. Lovely song. Well, thank you for doing that for us this morning. We're all going to sing together, folks, again at this point. During the song, we're taking up our offering. We're not expecting you, if you're a visitor, to pay to be here today, folks. We're not looking money from any visitors. This is primarily for our own folks to give in their offering today. But if you want to give, you're very welcome to do so, but we're not expecting that. But as we do that, we're going to sing together How Deep the Father's Love for Us. Folks, I'm really sorry that you're having to listen to so much of me this morning. That wasn't the original plan. Original plan was that hopefully I would get Hannah, our youth worker, and she would lead the service, but Hannah's away this weekend. And then the plan was that our former youth worker, Stephen, he was going to come back. He was going to speak to you this morning, but Stephen's now busy. He's an assistant minister in another church, and their diary changed, and he wasn't able to come. And I didn't think, it did cross my mind, but I thought, you can't ask Philip on his very first Sunday in Railway Street to speak to the Girls' Brigade. The guy grew up in Germany. He didn't even know what the Girls' Brigade was. Until his wife told him, I think. So you're stuck with me again. I hope that's all right. But we're thinking this morning about following. And I got to thinking, I wonder who are some of the people in our world who have the most followers? Who are some of the people in our world who have the most followers? Because in these days, when nearly everybody has a phone, hopefully none of the explorers have a phone yet, but I'm sure when we get up, juniors, seniors, brigaders, you've all got phones, you spend a lot of time at home like this. And some of you no doubt are following social media accounts for some of the really famous people in our world. So here are some of the people in our world who have the greatest number of followers in social media. And if you know who they are, put your hand up. Here's the first one. Does anybody know what do you call that woman? There, Alice, your hand was up very, very quick. Taylor Swift. Is that Taylor Swift? Let's go to the next slide. Taylor Swift. And apparently she has a combined number of 461 million followers on social media. Now, be honest, grown-ups, how many of you hadn't heard of Taylor Swift? Okay, so a hand at the back of the gallery. Can't see who that is. We're the Swifties. We're the Taylor Swift fans. But right, okay. Very, very popular. Very popular with our prime minister and government as well, going by the number of free tickets they were all taking. So Taylor Swift. Political comment. Right, move on. Who is that? Who is that? Catherine, your hand was up very quick. Ariana Grande. I barely know who Ariana Grande is. Is that right? Let's see the next slide. Ariana Grande has 468 million followers on social media. Right, here's the next one. Who is that? Who's that guy there? You don't mess with this fella. Who's that guy? It's The Rock, right? He's called The Rock. What's his real name? Anybody tell me his real name? What's his real name? Down at the back, yep. It's Dwayne Johnson, right? Dwayne Johnson used to be a wrestler, isn't that right? And now he's an actor. So Dwayne Johnson, how many followers is he? 495 million followers. Right, we've got a couple more. Who's that? Oh. I think he has changed a wee bit since this picture was taken. Nobody recognize that one. Who's that? Nobody? Have I got the wrong picture? It's not beyond the realms of possibility, I suppose. This is who I thought it was. Nobody heard of Justin Bieber? 503 million people follow Justin Bieber. What does Justin Bieber do? Sing, apparently. Yeah, apparently he's a singer. I haven't heard much from him recently. Right. Who is that? Do you know this is interesting? As we get towards the ones who have the more followers, there's less hands. Anybody know who that is? Anybody have any idea who that is? Ella? Selena Gomez. Selena Gomez has 589 million followers. I had to ask the girls what it is Selena Gomez does. I think she's a bit of an actress, and I think she has a beauty product company. Isn't that right? Yep, okay. And she's number two. Here's number one. Who's it? Right, whoever's applauding, could the stewards show them out, please? I think it was up in the gallery. I'm not sure. Who's that? Who is that? Yes. Yes, Cristiano Ronaldo. And I can't believe this. He's right at the top, and he has, let's see it, 738 million followers for a washed-up footballer now playing in Saudi Arabia, who used to play for a little-known team called, I don't know, they used to be good. What were they called? Oh, Manchester United, yeah. But look at all the millions upon millions of people who follow these celebrities every day, who are looking on social media to find out what they're doing, what they're singing, what they're playing, what they're at. So many different people following these celebrities from day to day. And yet, while the internet was telling me Cristiano Ronaldo has the most followers of anybody, that's not actually right. There is somebody else who has more followers even than Ronaldo. Now, they don't have a social media account, but there's somebody who has even more followers than any of those other people that we've seen. Do you know who that might be, Emily? You are absolutely right, Emily. Put up the next slide. Jesus. Because it's said that an estimated 2.38 billion people, not million, billion people, that blows Cristiano Ronaldo and all those other celebrities out of the water. An estimated 2.38 billion people out of a population of about 8 billion claim to be followers of Jesus. The Lord Jesus Christ has more followers than anybody else on this world. But when Jesus began the rescue mission that God had given him, He had no followers. He didn't have any followers at all. He had to go out and he had to call people to follow him. And if you're listening to our reading earlier on from the girls, you heard about some of the very first people to follow Jesus. It was after Jesus had been tempted in the desert that he said about the great rescue. He was going to get God's people back, but first he needed to find some helpers and friends. And he knew he had a lot to do and he needed people to help him. Who would make good helpers, do you think? Clever ones? Rich ones? Strong, important ones? Some people might think so, but they would be wrong, because the people Jesus calls to be his followers don't have to know lots of things, and they don't have to have lots of things. They just have to need Jesus a lot. And so one day Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee. Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, where he saw two brothers casting their nets in the lake. And they were poor fishermen called Simon and Andrew. And Jesus stopped and he called out to them and he said, "Let's go, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of people." And we're told, you know what they did? At once they left their nets, got out of the water, and they followed Jesus. And when they'd gone a little further, Jesus saw two more fishermen. They were also brothers. They were called James and John, and they were in a boat with their father and some other fishermen. And they were preparing their nets. And Jesus called out to them, and he said, "Let's go. Follow me." And without delay, we're told James and John left their father in the boat, left their nets. They followed Jesus. Now, it was hard to explain why these fishermen immediately left everything. Their boats needed to be put away. Their nets needed mending. There were fish still wriggling around in the shore. But something about Jesus, what they knew about him, made them drop their nets, leave their fish, leave their boats, leave their homes, leave everything, and follow Jesus. Jesus was like no one else they had ever met. And when they looked at Jesus, their hearts filled up with a wonderful forever sort of happiness. And inside, it was as if they were running free in an open field. And meeting Jesus would change all of them forever. They learned so much from Jesus. And they saw him do amazing things. They saw him heal people. They saw him still the storms. They saw him provide food for crowds. They saw him do amazing things. And as time went on, they began to understand who Jesus was, that he was God's son, that he was a promised savior who had come to fulfill God's rescue plan to save boys and girls and men and women. Now, they didn't always follow Jesus as well as they should. There were times when they let Jesus down. When Jesus was arrested, what did his followers do? Did they stand up for him? When Jesus was arrested, what did his disciples do? They ran away. They ran away and they hid. But after Jesus went to the cross and he rose from the dead, he went and he met them and he once again called them to follow him, and then to go out and to tell other people about Jesus and ask them to follow Jesus too. Jesus still calls people to become his followers today. Can anybody tell me, what is the purpose of the Girls' Brigade? Girls' Brigade. There are three things that we say we do in the Girls' Brigade. The Girls' Brigade is there to teach us to do what? To do what? Esther? Absolutely right. The Girls' Brigade exists to help girls to seek, serve, and follow Jesus Christ. That's one of the main aims. The whole reason that the GB exists is to call girls to seek, serve, and follow Jesus. Do you know, there are many people today who call us to be their followers. And we saw some of their pictures. There are many celebrities in our world. Maybe it's somebody on TV or on YouTube or TikTok and you like to watch them and you like to listen to them. Maybe it's someone who's really good at sport and you love to watch them play. And one day you hope you might be able to play as well as they do. Maybe it's somebody who's a singer and you love listening to their music and you would love to be as successful and famous as they are. But you know, I've got to tell you this morning, see all those celebrities? Don't waste your time following them. They're not really worth following. You'll probably never even get to meet most of them personally. You'll certainly never get to know them. And you know what? At the end of the day, they're just ordinary people like you and me. And the Bible says we're all sinners. They're sinners just like you and me. There's only one person really worth following, and that is Jesus. Because no one else can give us what Jesus can give us. Because Jesus can give us forgiveness for our sins. Life filled with meaning and purpose and the promise of eternal life. And all those celebrities, whether it's Ronaldo or whether it's Taylor Swift or whoever it is, they need to know those things as well. They need to follow Jesus. Now, as far as I know, one of them does. Justin Bieber, I understand, does follow Jesus or tries to. Jesus is the person that we most need to follow in this life. How do you follow Jesus? How do you follow Jesus? You begin by telling him that you're sorry for the wrong things that you've done. You're sorry for the sins that are in all our lives. And you ask Jesus to forgive us for our sins because he died on the cross for those sins. And he'll do it. And then you ask Jesus to become your Savior. And you try to follow him every day, not just when you're at GB or church, but every day. And we read our Bibles to learn more about Jesus and the example he calls us to follow. And then in GB, you do your scripture every week and learn more about the Bible. We're able to talk to him in prayer and ask him to help us as we follow him. And then we can tell our family and friends about him and how they can become his followers too. And Jesus has promised he'll never leave you. He'll never let you down, even if sometimes we let him down. Boys and girls, you know what age I was when I decided to follow Jesus? Do you want to guess what age I was when I decided to follow Jesus? Alice. 11, I was younger than that. Yeah. I was older than 5. I was 7 when I decided to follow Jesus. And I owe a lot to the church that I grew up in. That was Newton Breda Baptist Church. Some folks from Newton Breda Baptist Church here today. I'm the black sheep. They don't talk about me in Newton Breda Baptist Church because I'm the Presbyterian minister. But I heard all about Jesus in that church. And one night before I went to bed, I said to my mom, "Mom, I want to become a Christian." And I just knelt down by the side of my bed and I asked Jesus to forgive my sins. I asked him to come into my life. And I said that I was going to follow him. And I've now been a follower of Jesus for 45 years. Now, the smart among you will have realized that if you add those two numbers together, you can work out what age I am. We're not going to guess that because I'll just end up feeling insulted. But I've been following Jesus for 45 years. And I'm still learning what it means to follow Jesus, even after all this time. I don't always follow him as well as I should. I still get things wrong. I make mistakes. But Jesus has never given up on me. And he won't give up on me because he loves me. And I've never regretted choosing to follow Jesus. Tiny Tots, Explorers, Juniors, you sang a song earlier called All Through History. And you sang these words, "Jesus died to take away our sins so we could get to know our God again. The Lord is good, the Lord is strong, and we will live our lives for him." I hope you will. And I hope your mums and dads and your grandparents and your brothers, your friends will live their lives for him as well. Jesus still calls people to follow him. Are you a follower of Jesus today? Will you live your life for him? And if you're not a follower of Jesus, you can choose to start that today. You can choose to do that simply by praying to Jesus as we're going to pray now. Let's close our eyes. Let's pray together, girls. Father God, we thank you for your love for us. We thank you for sending Jesus, your son, into the world. Thank you that he lived for us and he died for us. Thank you that he rose again. Thank you that he calls us to become his followers. Help us if we're not followers of Jesus to realize our need of him, to say sorry to him for our sins that he died on the cross for, to ask him to forgive us, to ask him to come into our lives, to be our Savior, to be our Lord, and help us then to live our lives for him from day to day, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you very much, boys and girls, for listening so well. We're going to sing our last song in a moment. Just a reminder, after the benediction, folks, we're going to ask our GB girls to wait behind to get that company photo, and then you're invited for refreshments in the minor hall. So we're going to stand, sing our last song. It's a song all about following Jesus. It's an old Irish hymn, still popular today, "Be Thou My Vision." And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all this day and forevermore. Amen.